For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com. And go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler.
Well, welcome back once again to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is your weekly host, Jay Nauer, of course, with Coach Chuck Seiler on the line. And Coach, 49-33, you kind of predicted last week that this would be kind of a high-scoring event there against Christ Prep, and that's exactly what it was. I mean, if my math is right, about, 72 points or so, 82 points there. That's quite a fireworks show they saw last Friday night.
There was some points scored, and I would have like to have ours done just, I'd like to have our offense been just a little bit, or our defense rather, been just a little bit better. But, you know, we go in at halftime and we are up 42-13 and at half. And I know the kids are thinking, you know, they I'm sure they let down. That's just kind of a natural reaction. And then we scored again real quick and we got the running clock and then we started subbing a little bit. And so it was just a natural thing that I had. Plus, I don't want to take anything away from them because they had a really good running back. And I think we let down a bit second half. But, yeah, lots of points scored. That's for darn sure.
Of course, I know you guys were watching the weather at West Platte and trying to get as many points on the board as soon as you possibly can. I know, like you mentioned, you're trying to substitute, get some kids in the homecoming game, but overall, you got to be pretty pleased with the performance of your players Friday night.
I was tickled to death with our first half performance. I thought offensively that was as good a first half as we played all year. And defensively, to hold them to only 13 points in that first half was awful good. So, yeah, I was tickled to death with them and told them how proud I was of them and told them now the next thing we got to do is put together two halves of complete halves like that and we'll be rolling. So, yeah, we made improvements last week. There's no doubt about that. We got better.
Well, Coach, you may want to highlight some of the better play from your players last week. I know some statistics were very impressive. I know your running back had a good game, quarterback had a good game. Certainly, if you could share that with us.
Okay. Brett Grindstaff, our quarterback, 12 of 18 for 116 yards and 4 TDs. Percentage was good. Made good choices who to throw to and what receivers were open and 4 touchdown passes. So Brett has done an unbelievable job for a kid coming in and just first year quarterback really and plus in a new system, and he has done wonderful. Rushing wise, we had Cole Shepherd, 12 carries for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns. Tremendous night, and had a couple called back. So he had a tremendous night. Brett Grindstaff, a quarterback, had 4 carries for 55, and we used him a little bit to carry the ball. And then Harrison Shipman came in, 7 carries for 65 yards. So all in all, we had some guys that were carrying the ball and doing a good job there. And what causes that is our offensive line is doing a great job. So I was proud of them there. Receiving-wise, Raleigh Graham had four receptions for 59 yards and 2 TDs. Seth Rowan had 3 receptions for 32 yards and a touch. Cole Shepherd had 3 receptions for 24 yards. And then Colby Clemens has a one reception for 3 yards and a touchdown. We ran him on a little fullback out the flat and got him open and made a nice catch there. Overall, our team passing stats were 13 to 21 for 118 yards and 4 TDs. Our rushing was 28 carries for 388 yards, and we had a total offensive output of 506 yards, and that is our biggest offensive output year to date.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like I'm sure that one of the big statistics we heard what you told us there is your running back there is 12 carries for 250 yards. I mean, and I know he had another big week the week before, so we're probably going to be looking at him being among the leaders, probably as far as stat leaders in the state, Coach?
I imagine so. I haven't seen stats on the state yet, but he's got to be up there. Cole has just had a tremendous year so far, and he is, anybody who hasn't seen a kid play, tremendously fast. If he gets around the corner and he turns on the jets and away he goes, but he also runs with a little power too, so he's a major player in what we do.
Certainly, and I know you'll express that to all areas of the team. Like you mentioned last time he had a big game, better be checking with your offensive linemen because they deserve a little credit too. You know I got to put that in for you, Coach.
Well, those guys, I think I talked a couple weeks ago about how important we had stressed to them that we've got to be able to run the football, and they've taken that to heart, and they are just doing a tremendous job. Caleb Collier, our center, and Austin Berry, one of our tackles. I'll have to think about them. Several different guys Matt Stevens is doing great. Just several of them that come in and play, and they're doing a wonderful job. And those guys, as you know, Jay, that's what you played. They don't get a whole lot of credit sometimes, and they deserve it all, or a tremendous part of it, because without them, we wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I always got to give a plug-in for the offensive lineman. You know I got to do that.
Right, exactly right. they do, and they deserve it. They don't get the credit they deserve, and I talk to Cole and their backs all the time about you guys make sure and give them a pat on the fanny and let them know how much you appreciate them, because they're doing it all for you.
You bet. Well, Coach, of course, the homecoming situation and, you know, homecoming with all the activities, and you mentioned that last week, the dance and the floats and the parade, but to come out with it and put icing on the cake with a win, that's always a good deal.
Well, it's neat for the kids, and we talked about that to the kids, and we talked about having a homecoming, and, some coaches really get pretty nervous homecoming time, don't want the kids to be involved in things and this and that, and I'm just the opposite. It's homecoming, and it's a fun time for the kids, and being on floats and being in the parade and this and that, and so you want them to have fun, but then again, too, if they go in and don't do well in the game, not winning your homecoming game doesn't make it a whole lot of fun either. So these guys kept their focus. They had fun during the week, but they kept their focus, practiced hard, and they came out with fire in their eyes, and they won their homecoming game, and they deserve it because they played well, and I'm really proud of them.
Well, you bet. We'll be back with Coach to talk about our next visitor coming into West Platte, Lathrop. We'll be right back right after this.
She's back. Our old friend Fat Cal with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cal can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by Windpower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cal. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service, who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cal. The leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years.
With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive, functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939. And from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays.
Well, hey, would you like to hear this game again? Would you like to play it in your MP3 player or iPod? Well, no problem. Just click the link for audio downloads or CDs, and we can get it to you by download or mail it to you. Downloads are $3.99 and CDs are $17.50, and that includes shipping. Keep those magic moments with you with our download and CD program. Coming your way is video of these events, and you can watch them from anywhere in the world for as little as $5 per day. Stay tuned to this website or moksports.com for listings that are coming. Sit back, relax, and game in real time or at your convenience within a 24-hour purchase. Check the Norm Productions websites for details. Video is coming soon. You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports, WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And, Coach, with Lathrop coming into town, they support an 0-5 record. We're in mid-season now, and, of course, the team seems like they're tuned up pretty well. But a concern with Lathrop, and we talked a little bit about this off the air, is they're a very good 0-5 team. And certainly you don't want a letdown. You want your team to continue to improve, even as you're playing a team, you know, that does not have a victory yet in the season.
Well, it's these kind of games that that can scare you a little bit. They can sometimes kids have a tendency to not think, not take them too serious, and that kind of stuff. And even though they've lost all 5 of their games this year, watching them on tape, they're a good 0-5 team, and they're very capable of slipping up on us. We had a last week at our pregame meal that we have every Friday. We had a guest speaker, Mr. Joe Collison from here in town, came and talked to the kids and talked to them about his experiences in football, whatever. And one of the things that he told these guys was, he said, never take a team for granted. He said, you can play the worst team in the conference. If you take them for granted, that's the ones that will slip up on you and get you. And so I hope they took this to heart. I think they did. I hope they took it to heart because, yeah, you're not prepared or not ready to play, that's when you get beat.
Certainly a great advice to come from someone that came from a team that was, for those of you that don't know, was an undefeated, untied, unscored on team back in the 40s, right, Chuck?
Yeah, that was the bunch. Like I told the kids when I introduced Joe to them, my dad played on that team, and those guys were my idols growing up, and it was really, really neat to have Joe come. There's not many of them left, and it was neat to have Joe come talk to them, and he did a great job, and the kids really enjoyed it.
You bet, and for those of you that also don't know, that's Joe Van Amburg is the grandson of Joe Collison, so that kind of adds a little flavor. Joe Van Amburg does play-by-play for WestPlatteSports.com. Coach, as far as the health of your team, I know midseason there's some nicks and bruises, this kind of thing. How's your team health-wise as we are in midseason here?
We were good. We got through the game just fine, and Monday's practice, we hit a little snag. Alex Rowe twisted an ankle pretty good, and we won't have him this week. I know. Going to the doctor tomorrow. I'm hoping that it's not broke, but I don't know, and we'll find out. But he's pretty swollen big time, and he's been dunking in ice and doing all the stuff you're supposed to do, and he's still struggling with it. So I don't know. I'm scared to death to think what the outcome might be, because I don't want to lose Alex. But besides that, that's really about it. Besides Alex, which is. He's a big loss if we would happen to lose him, because he's our kicker and plus he plays guard for us. But we're fine besides Alex.
Well, it's great, Coach. Any other thoughts as you go into this game? I know you're in KCI now, and I know we've never done an overview of the KCI conference. Of course, we know that Lawson, and of course, you got, I believe, Plattsburgh. You got Plattsburgh you're traveling to after this. What's your thoughts, what you see in the conference so far?
Well, KCI conference is always tough. We'll play Lathrop this week and then play Plattsburgh next week. Plattsburgh's always tough. They've been tough in the conference for years and years and years, so that won't be easy. And then we get into our districts and we'll have Mid Buck and we'll have North Platte and we'll have East Buck in our districts. Of course, we know what East Buck is because we had them once. And then Mid Buck, pretty salty, got a nice little running back. And North Platte, they'll be tough. We've seen a little bit of film on them and quick and some big kids and whatever. So it's going to be a dogfight down at the end as usual. But that's what makes it fun.
You bet, Coach. Well, best wishes here against Lathrop. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and Jay Bird, and we'll talk at you then.
Well, we'd like to thank Coach Chuck Siler for joining us here once again. It's always good when the Blue Jays win, isn't it? Well, we'll be rooting for the Blue Jays once again as they take on Lathrop. Game time for that will be, broadcast will start at 6:45, game time around 7 at West Platte with Joe Van Amberg and Alan Littner. Thanks for joining us on the Coach Chuck Siler Show. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody.